Kiss FM presents Block. The award-winning Indie Kings play their first live gig for over 2 years at the Garage on Saturday the 8th of May, with support by Frantic Heads and Joe Summer. Get your tickets now from the Space FM ticket office on 0870 120 4000.
Come on, you can do it! Just 30 seconds of Listerine. Think of all the germs you're killing. Listerine even kills the germs that cause plaque and tooth decay.
Listen closely. You're about to get a crash course on using the Milan anti-tank missile. This is the sound of a British tank. This is an enemy tank. You got it? Imagine that it's night. A tank is coming towards you through the trees. Which one is it? Friend or foe? Army soldier. Be the best.
Eware uses a memory card, which is no bigger than a postage stamp, but is still capable of holding 2 hours of music. Visit Panasonic.com to find out more.
Make your next move the Open University. You don't need any previous qualifications to get started. You can explore all kinds of fascinating subjects and study to any level, from short courses lasting 8 weeks to a master's degree or even a PhD. You can learn part-time in your own time. Interested?
You can't trust anyone with proper chips, especially if there aren't Bessies. Big British daddy-sized ones cut from whole potatoes, all crispy on the outside and soft and fluffy on the inside. After all, everybody knows chips taste better from someone else's plate. Isn't that right, Auntie? Sorry, Auntie. Aunt Bessie. Her chips are best.
It costs just £18 a month to sponsor a child. Just 60 pence a day to change a life. That's less than the price of a bottle of mineral water.
The veil of silence that met the police from any victims of the craze meant that they were allowed to go about their illegal business largely unchecked. Scotland Yard knew exactly what they'd been getting up to, but without witnesses, they were helpless to convict them. In 1956, Ronnie shot a man. The police attempted to arrest him, but Ronnie pretended to be Reggie and had a convincing alibi for the time of the shooting. This was just one incident in a long string of embarrassments for the police in their attempts to curb the twins' activities, and they eventually had to release whichever of the Cray twins they had in custody. At the Xisheng Hospital near Beijing, a remarkable medical pilgrimage is taking place. The sick and the dying are travelling here for a treatment pioneered by Dr. Huang Hongyun. He claims he can restore functions that Western doctors said were lost forever. He uses a technique that would be banned in the West by taking cells from aborted fetuses and injecting them into the brains and spines of patients with spinal injuries and disease. In the last 4 years, he has treated over 700 patients, and his waiting list now stretches to the end of 2006. His treatment is based on groundbreaking research pioneered in the UK, but some claim that Dr. Huang is forging ahead without fully...